Just hold still a little longer, Astro. How can I sculpt you if you keep moving?
Okay, Rudy.
That's better. What do you think, Orbity?
Oh, that's me.
Astro, you're not supposed to move. Stay put. This is going to get me into the abstract alien art class for sure. That's wonderful, Judy. You'd think it was Astro. This is Astro, Mom. There's the sculpture. Oh, well, at least it's nice to see you're interested in school instead of boys. Have you flipped your orbit, Mom? I need to get into that class to be near Vinnie Van Gogh. Oh, he's totally artistic.
Oh, I should have known a boy was behind this.
Oh, it's this cheapo crater-based clay. It's too soft. I hope that professional cosmic clay I ordered gets here soon.
I hear the auto sorter was out of sorts.
No, he just needed the zip put back in his zip coder.
Careful now. Two spatial delivery packages coming through.
Check. Specimen for the Scientific Institute and package for Miss Judy Jetson. Hope I got that right. Oh, well, I'm only inhuman.
Yes, Mother.
And it's not like I live on the other side of the galaxy. But I might as well when I have to wait for that husband of yours to drive you over.
Well, Mother, I've been thinking about asking George for a second car.
Forget it.
We really need one. I think George will go for it.
Dream on.
Now, listen to me, Jake. George will get you that car if you get him in the right mood before you ask him.
Bills, bills, bills. No new car, but a package for Miss Judy.
Trouble is, a new car is expensive, and we have plenty of expenses already.
Trust me, honey. Just get George alone, fix him one of his favorite desserts, dim the lights, put on some Venusian violins, then nail it. You'll get that car.
At long last, Dr. Quark, we have obtained a rare Mercurian metamorph to study.
It's incredible, Professor Proteus.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. The metamorph has the amazing ability to assume the shape of whomever has touched it and retain that form for minutes, even hours. Ready, Gordon? Touch it, man. You won't change. It will. That's strange. It's not transforming. Goodness to Ganymede. This is no metamorph. It's just a lump of cosmic clay.
Special delivery, Miss Judy.
Far out? It must be the cosmic clay I ordered.
We must find the missing metamorph at once. If it is touched by another life form for more than 10 seconds, the result could be catastrophic.
Yeah, this stuff is really going to hold its shape. It just needs to be worked with for a while.
It's 6:30. Better get ready for your date, Judy.
Right. I was having so much fun, I almost lost track of the time.
Not me. My raking rack.
Oh, nothing beats a refreshing ultrasonic shower. Let's see. Orion orange? Pluto pink? Or Venusian violet? Oh, why is life so complicated?
George must have forgotten his front door opener again.
I'll get it, Mrs. J. I don't know who you are, but according to my digital calendar, you're 2.5 months early for Halloween.
Just tell Judy Vinnie Van Gogh's here.
Oh, of course, Vinnie Van Gogh. Totally artistic.
Hey, Judy never told me she had a twin sister.
Oh, I'll see if my twin sister is ready. Hurry, Judy. Your date is waiting for you. And for once we agree, he really is far out. maybe Rigel Red or Andromeda Aqua.
Brought you some ultraviolets to wear, Judy, although they're not as vivid as your eyes.
The hair's changed, but it's still the same old line.
You got that right, Mrs. J.
I think you're really going to dig the new intergalactic art gallery. The quiet type, huh? Hey, if you're that hungry, maybe I should have taken you for something to eat first. What did I tell you? Everyone who's anyone in the intergalactic art world is here tonight. You like that original Leonardo da Vinci? Me neither. I think he's had it. But how about this Mars Digliani sculpture? Something else, huh? You don't like it? I thought you were into fine art. Come on, let's get some interplanetary punch. Have some, Judy. Hey, cool it. You're making a spectacle of yourself. Oh, weird, man. You're acting weird.
What's with you?
Maybe you'd rather go home, but I hate to miss the new Picassiopeia. Totally incredible. Color me green with envy. Do you realize how much that painting you ruined is going to cost me? I didn't think so. Well, as far as I'm concerned, until you start getting your act together, you're out of the picture. Goodbye.
I programmed something artistic, but that is positively ancient.
It's 7:30. Do you know where your date is?
Leaping light years. Vinny should have been here by now. Well, Vinny, glad to see you. Finally. You did say 7 o'clock, didn't you? Well, did you want to say you're sorry or something? Well, what's that supposed to mean? Yes, you're sorry or no, you're not. Vinny, I don't like being made fun of. Thanks a lot. Ooh, gross. You may be the catch of the century, but your personality got stuck in a time warp.
It's been light years since you programmed synthetic brownies. I just love them, Jane. You know how much I enjoy that celestial synthesizer.
Well, why shouldn't you have the things that you enjoy most, dear? Why shouldn't both of us?
You're right. A few hundred years and poof, we're gone.
I'm glad you feel that way, George, because I was about to ask you for...
Judy, you got a problem?
She's fine, George. Now, I was about to ask... You're right, Mom. There is no problem. Vinnie Van Gogh has the problem. It'll be 3 solar eclipses before he sees me again. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. You were saying we should both have everything we want in life. How about some more brownies, dear?
Now, what was it you wanted to ask me? Second car? No way!
But, George...
Love the brownies. Love the music. Hate the second car. Can't afford it.
George, where are you going?
To get a glass of milk. A new car. She must be kidding. Yuck. Fine place for Judy to leave her clay. Battling that clay has made me even thirstier.
George, it isn't unreasonable to want a second car, is it? Well, at least that's a start. George, are you all right? Honey, I've been checking our finances carefully, and I don't think there's any reason we can't afford one. Then you see my point. Does that mean I can have one? You mean it? Oh, George, you're wonderful. Whee! I'm so excited. I've got to give Mother a call.
Mrs. Mrs. Jetson. You can't call your mother now. Do you realize what time it is?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
I thought you might like a glass of milk.
Oh, George, you're simply wonderful.
I am? For bringing you a glass of milk?
Oh, you silly. For being such a sweet, generous husband.
Oh, that just comes natural, I guess.
Morning, Mrs. J. I didn't hear you get up. Beautiful day, isn't it? Guess she got up on the wrong side of the bed. And Mr. J said no to that new car.
Morning, Rosie. Beautiful day, isn't it? Mr. J said yes to that new car.
I must need a complete sensory overhaul.
Jane, it's been a space age since you brought me breakfast in bed. Beetlejuice bagels and lunar lox. Do you know how much this stuff is a pound?
You deserve it, honey. You're one in a million.
Hi, Orbity. Do you want the gastro for a walk in the planetary park?
Yeah, all right.
Thanks for the wonderful breakfast, dear. But I've got a Zoom. Big things are brewing at work.
Don't fly off without your briefcase, honey. I'll drive by later to show you what I bought.
Drive by? But I've got the car.
Are you sure the alien detector will pick up the Mirror Morph's vibrations?
It better. That creature loose in this city is like a ticking time bomb.
Let's hope it's somewhere it can't cause too much damage.
I just wanted to let all of you at Spacely Sprockets know that we're going to be busier than ever producing a brand new improved Spacely Sprocket. And this is the top secret prototype. Because I'll be looking over your shoulders.
Oopa-doopa, all this work will mean lots of overtime. Maybe Jane and I can afford a cosmic cruise this year.
Daydreaming, Jetson? So this is how you waste productive work minutes. Playing with clay.
But it's my daughter's, Mr. Spacely. I don't know how it got here.
Well, I know where it's going, Jetson. Right down the old trash tube. Now get to work!
Yes, sir.
It's roomy enough for the whole family.
Yeah. And it's got a supersonic suspension.
Yeah.
And I've always loved Galaxy Green.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mother? Shall we get it?
I know how I'm voting. Great, too.
Shopping for the family car, huh? Well, just let me tell you about
it. It's perfect.
We love it.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
I can't stand high-pressure customers.
Mr. Spacely, what are you doing? Sir, stop. You're creating an overload on the Universal Digital Index. Stop!
Digital overload in Jetson sector.
Sir, please, put that prototype down. It's very fragile. Oh, no. Now you've broken it, Mr. Spacely.
How dare you accuse me? Do you realize what you've done, Jetson?
Me? But it's all your fault. You went totally off your rocket, sir.
I was off my rocket, Jetson, the day I hired you. If Cogswell Cogs gets their new prototype on the market before my improved sprocket, I'm ruined. Jetson, you're fired.
Fired? I didn't do anything. It's just not fair.
This yours, buddy?
Well, actually, it's my daughter's.
Sure it is. Assaulting an officer. That's a $500 ticket.
Fired? Fined? What more can happen to me?
How do you like it, honey?
Nice. Whose is it?
Mom's. Isn't it the spaciest new car?
Mom's? Which mom? Whose mom? Your mom?
But, George, what's wrong? You said I could buy one.
Who did?
You did.
I did?
And today just seemed like the ideal time.
It sure was.
Fired! Fire!
Fired!
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 Roar, Rorgie.
That's right. So even if I said yes to a new car, which I didn't, there's no way to pay for it.
Not to worry, Mr. J. You'll find another job.
Sure you will, dear. What about Cogswell Cogs?
By Jupiter, that's right. Cogswell is due to unveil a new prototype cog. There'll be a whole constellation of work.
Take the new car, George.
Great idea, honey. It'll make a good impression on Cogswell.
I'm on my way, Moonstone. See that the new prototype cog is ready for my inspection.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cogswell.
I wasn't speeding, was I, officer? No, listen, I really don't have time for a ticket. Now, here, a little donation for the Interplanetary Policeman's Ball. Yeah, okay.
Mr. Cogswell, I'm pleased to inform you that as of today, I'm a free agent. Mr. Cogswell, remember me? George Jetson? Can I offer you a lift? Mr. Cogswell, I'm pleased to inform you that as of today, I'm a free agent.
Moonstone, where is that prototype?
I'll be right up, Mr. Cogswell.
This new cog will ensure that Spacely's new sprocket can't put me out of business.
Well, Mr. Cogswell, do I get the job? You mean there's a possibility? Could you make that a definite yes, Mr. Cogswell? You really mean yes? Ooba-dooba, I've got the job. Ooh, shall I start right away? Well, where will my office be, sir?
Here's the prototype, Mr. Cogswell. Jetson, I thought you worked for Spacely.
Not anymore. Mr. Cogswell here just hired me. Right, boss?
Good to have you aboard, Jetson. Be careful with that prototype, sir. It's one of a kind.
Mr. Cogswell, what's the matter?
Well, Moonstone, where's the prototype?
But, sir, I just gave it to you. Don't you remember? You were with George Jetson.
Jetson? He works for Spacely. He must be here spying.
But you just hired him, sir.
I did what?
Mr. Cogswell, but you're me. Come back here. I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting out of here before I get blamed again.
I told you Jetson was a spy. Stop him, Moonstone. He's getting away.
He can't keep up, Dr. Quark. If someone holds that mirror morph for more than 10 seconds, I shudder to think of it.
The mirror morph. It must be in that building, Professor.
I just hope we're not too late.
Got you red-handed, Jetson. Now, where's my prototype?
You got the wrong man. It wasn't me. It was you. I mean, it wasn't you. It was me.
He's over here, sir, with the prototype. Now, hand it over.
Oh, no. My prototype. Hang on to that, Jetson.
No, let him go. You don't understand what you're doing.
What do you mean? That man is a thief.
Wrong. That man is a mirror morph, and your guards have held him more than 10 seconds.
Oh, no. They must be contained before they multiply and fill the city.
Impossible, Professor. There's too many.
Not when you have a roomy new station wagon. See? Nothing to it. Hey, my car! Where do you think they're going?
Back to Mercury, is my guess.
Easy for them. I've got to go back and face an angry wife without a new car.
My new car! Gone!
Indian giver!
But honey, it was the only way to get rid of the mirror morph.
That's absolutely correct, Mrs. Jetson. And your husband will receive a substantial reward for saving the city from an incredible threat.
Dad's a hero.
And my most valuable employee. I just heard how you clobbered Cogswell's new cog, George. I'm giving you your job back. Plus a bonus.
Thank you, sir. But what's really important is making sure my wife is happy. So with that reward, Jane, I intend to buy you a new car. Why shouldn't we have the things we want most? Right, dear? Jane, you're not a...
Mirror Morph? Hardly, dear. But I've always been putty in your hands.